Welcome back to Wheatfields to Wonderland's podcast. This week's story is called Creepy Handshake Dude. And after you hear it, you're going to know why it's called a creepy friggin' handshake, okay? Anyway, just happened like a week ago, so it's still very fresh in my mind. Okay, and sorry if I flub. I'm really exhausted. It's like Sunday night, like 11:30, and I'm just beat. But anyway, here we go. Creepy handshake. Have you ever gotten one? Please don't confuse a creepy handshake with a sweaty palm handshake, or a limpy wimpy handshake, or a held too long handshake. A creepy handshake is in a league all of its own. What is a creepy handshake? Let me set the stage a little. Last week, I attended a fabulous holiday party at a mansion in Beverly Hills. The weather was beautiful, my girlfriend, who I went to the party with, and I were having fun, sipping champagne and daintily munching on the bite-sized hors d'oeuvres that the catering staff kept tempting us with. A perfect end to another beautiful day in sunny Los Angeles. As we wandered around, mixing and mingling with the various peeps in attendance, my girlfriend suddenly noticed that the world-famous LA billionaire was in attendance, and she made a beeline to go meet him, with me following behind. She went up to him, which was not entirely easy, as he was flanked by his entourage of minions that he brought along to make sure that no one would get near him. Which, if you really think about it, is an odd dichotomy in and of itself. I mean, why go to a party if you're going to isolate yourself from everyone? Anyway, her blonde, sexy self must have made an impression on LA billionaire as the waves of minions parted, giving her just enough room to sidle up against him and introduce herself. I stood behind her, sipping my champagne, and after he refused to get a picture with her, she turned around and said, "Oh, and this is my friend Janelle." LA billionaire looked me dead in the eyes, giving me that look, that come hither, I want to do you look, and said, "We have met before, haven't we?" I shook my head and said no, but then it dawned on me that 2 years ago I had met him at a charity golf event, and said, "Well, actually, I did meet you at a charity golf event a couple of years ago." As he held his stare directly at me, I reached out my hand to shake his hand, and he did it. He gave me the creepy handshake. As the palm of his hand touched my palm, and while his eyes were fixated into my eyes, his middle finger started to quickly vibrate back and forth on the palm of my hand. He fingered the palm of my hand. He molested my hand. And the whole time while he was fingering the palm of my hand, he was giving me that look. That look like he would like to finger other parts of my body. You know the look. The look like he would like to put his manly bits into various orifices of my girly bits. And it didn't turn me on. It didn't make me want to do it or do him or do anything with LA Billionaire. It did, however, make me flee to the nearest restroom to thoroughly wash my hands, as who knows where his finger had been. I am sorry, but getting the creepy handshake isn't a turn-on. It is, as its name implies, okay, so the name I gave it, creepy. The worst part of this creepy LA billionaire handshake experience was that it brought back a memory that I had repressed, a somewhat traumatic repressed memory. You see, LA billionaire wasn't the first to finger my sweet palm. Okay. 15 years ago, when I was leaving the Beverly Hilton with my then boyfriend, my 6'6" husky mobster looking boyfriend, a famous politician passed us by as we exited the elevator. My ex-boyfriend, who had a boisterous and gregarious personality, stopped famous politician, introduced himself, and started to engage in a conversation with him. Famous politician was very polite and gave my ex-boyfriend a minute or so of his time, as I stood silently beside him, somewhat gobsmacked that my ex-boyfriend had the courage to pursue a conversation with famous politician, while at the same time mesmerized by being in famous politician's presence. As famous politician excused himself in order to disengage from this unexpected verbal exchange, he looked at me and stuck out his hand to introduce himself to me as well. I felt so honored that famous politician wanted to meet me. As he looked intently into my eyes, and as I extended my hand to shake his, famous politician slid in the creepy handshake move and fingered my palm while telling me how nice it was to meet me. I was a bit traumatized by the handshake and sat silently listening to ex-boyfriend talk about what a great guy famous politician was as we drove away from the Beverly Hilton. A great guy. Yeah. Until I told ex-boyfriend what famous politician had done. And then I spent the rest of the night trying to keep ex-boyfriend from going back to the Hilton to track down the famous politician and rip his freaking head off. So, the night after I received my creepy handshake number 2, I was headed to an art gallery opening with a different girlfriend, crammed in the backseat of her Porsche 911, as her guy friend, who is 6'6" and extremely handsome, won the place in the passenger seat for the night, as his legs were definitely longer than mine, and he was definitely cuter. From the back seat, I started to tell them of my escapades of the night prior and how LA billionaire had slipped in the creepy handshake move. To my surprise, my girlfriend had never experienced a creepy handshake in her life. For some reason, I thought this must be a male thing to do and assumed every girl had experienced this cheesy move at some point. Suddenly, I was glad that I was trapped in the back seat as I felt embarrassed for telling my story, feeling like I was a magnet for loser cheeseball men. Then, guy friend piped up in the front seat and said that he, too, had experienced the creepy handshake. He wanted to tell us that a few years back, when he was promoting a nightclub, a club patron came up to him and engaged in conversation with him and slid in the creepy handshake move. Guy friend assumed that the guy must have been gay and that was his way of hitting on him to see if he might be interested in playing ball on a different team, so to speak. He reaffirmed to my friend that the creepy handshake move was creepy, disturbing, and something that he put out of his memory until I decided to regale everyone on the way to the gallery with my tales of woe from the previous night. He said that the creepy handshake move was so disturbing to him that he'd filed it in that never-to-be-thought-of-again file in his brain, a file that had been permanently shut until my big mouth started to make conversation from my cramped position in the backseat of a Porsche. We continued the dialogue after the gallery as we were wolfing down our tacos at El Coyote, and we all came to the same conclusion. Creepy handshakes come from creepy people, and it doesn't matter how much money one makes, or one's position in society, or one's sexual preferences. Any unwanted sexual overtures are unwanted and disturbing to the recipient. So, the moral of this story is, 1. Never assume because someone is rich or famous that you are free from unwanted sexual advances. On the contrary, their position most likely makes them feel that they are untouchable. Hello, Bill Cosby. 2. For all the people out there who think the creepy handshake move is a turn-on, newsflash, it is a turn-off. And 3. And like the Girl Scouts motto states, always be prepared. So make sure to have a travel size of antibacterial gel just in case your palm gets slimed. Because remember, you never know where that finger has been. Okay, everybody, it was gross. What can I tell you? It was really nasty. And, twice in a lifetime. I hope it doesn't end up being 3. Like, I don't need 3 times a charm with a creepy handshake move, okay? Anyway, I hope you all are having a fabulous night, day, week. And I hope this week is wonderful and you have peace and happiness and good thoughts and make your dreams come true. Until next time, ciao for now.